A screening program aimed at improving the diagnosis and management of type 1 diabetes has been launched this week. More than 4.9 million people in the UK have diabetes, but what support is available here in Norfolk? Let's find out with Lucy Webster, Charity Coordinator for Diabetes Norfolk, and has also lived with type 1 diabetes for 40 years. Lucy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kayleigh. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no worries at all. So first of all, tell me all about what Diabetes Norfolk does.
Well, basically, Diabetes Norfolk was set up in 1987, and we are here to help improve the lives of everyone living with diabetes, from zero, who can, unfortunately babies can get diabetes, up to any age. And we provide equipment, we provide facilities, we help provide grants to hospitals. We recently sponsored the World Diabetes Day at the UEA, families with diabetes, and we provide training for GPs and nurses, and we provide record books. We do so much to try and help improve the lives of people in Norfolk with diabetes.
It's amazing, amazing work you do. And I think when you get that diagnosis, it's really tricky, isn't it? Because suddenly there's a lot of information thrown at you, and there's a lot of things you suddenly have to do, and a lot of planning and organisation that you suddenly have no choice but to do. And it can be quite overwhelming, can't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a big, big change. And it's not just the medical changes that you have to contend with. You also, it's a huge sort of emotional change as well, because you have to accept that this is part of your life and it's not a condition that will go away. You have to live with it your entire life, and you have to almost embrace it and not fight it. You have to respect it and just try and live the best way you can, which is very possible. I've had two children, I work, I drive. It's just finding a balance, and also very much not letting it overtake your life, but it's kind of like working with it and finding the best ways to live with it, really, and, you know, to sort out your health. But it's certainly, it is a very manageable condition, but it helps with getting the right support. And then if you do have a problem, to have the right equipment that is there to help you as well, to prevent things like blindness, foot problems. So any way we can help to improve the treatment people get is, we will help that. So yes, it is a huge change.
And when it comes to that support then, so what tends to be best received? What are the things you're asked for time and time again, and the support that you provide that is really needed?
Okay, so at the moment we've just provided a 25,000 grant to Norfolk and Norwich Hospital towards retinal screening to help pick up problems in the eyes caused by diabetes. So that's a fantastic thing we've just done. And we've also, we provide record books for every newly diagnosed type 2 and type 1, and receive a record book where they can find out information and support, and they can record their readings. We've also provided specialist syringes for babies who get diabetes, so it's all good.
And it's just all of those changes, isn't it? And even the appointments themselves, suddenly you've got to go for more checks and more screenings. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot, isn't it? And for you and for your journey, so you're type 1 diabetic. So, I mean, from that first day you found out you had type 1 diabetes, sort of all the way through till now, what's that journey been like for you?
Well, it's been an interesting journey, and it is certainly a journey. And for everyone who has diabetes, it is their own journey with it, and everyone is different. I was diagnosed at 7, and unfortunately I got a very late diagnosis and I did nearly die. So I'm always thankful that I am here today and have the medication. When I first had to, nowadays we have these fantastic monitors we just put on our arms, and you can scan it, it comes through your phone, takes seconds. Whereas when I first got it, I had to have my urine in a test tube and put different things in to see what colour it would come up, and it would take ages, and it was really hard to manage. And also food wasn't very well labelled, and we lived, this is the 80s, we weren't a particularly healthy nation then in respect of knowing what's best thing to eat and knowing the values of food. So things have come on fantastically since then. And also, how we administer insulin, we can have pumps now, which they weren't even known about when I first got it. So it's come on in leaps and bounds, and hopefully will continue to do so. So my experience over the 40 years has really, really changed, and my life And the balance I have in my life with my diabetes is so much better than when I first was diagnosed.
And I've got a friend who lives with diabetes type 1 as well, and she described it it's almost like a full-time job, because suddenly you've got to really sort of count all these things. You've got to adjust when you're stressed, adjust to different social situations. And as you said, there's sort of the change in therapies, the change in technology. I mean, you're constantly having to adapt, aren't you, and keep learning this thing that's always been with you.
Absolutely. And also, I do think it really promotes healthy living, because, you know, I know if I go for a swim or if I go to the gym or go for a walk, it's going to really help my levels. So it kind of promotes healthy living in yourself. And, you know, and that's got to be a positive thing, because and it also helps you eat better, because if you don't and you don't exercise and you don't, you know, it's detrimental to you. And so it's good for everybody to exercise and eat well. But having diabetes, it really is extra good, because it helps you manage diabetes better.
And to see the screening programme finally go live. So what was that moment like?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's really, really good. I mean, it's an advance, you know, and we have advances in diabetes is amazing, because, you know, as I said earlier, it's chronic, you know, it's not going to go. So anything that helps is so gratefully received, and really appreciative of the better way we can manage and stay healthy.
And I know, of course, we've got type 1 diabetes, but there's also type 2 diabetes as well, which I think unfairly has had the stigma, because I don't think the pressure goes away depending on what type you have. It's still just as life-changing regardless. And it would be lovely, I know, for World Diabetes Day, that there was a big push to sort of try and sort of shed that stigma around the different types of diabetes. And is this something you often hear from people that come to you for support?
Yes, I do. It's tricky, because they are both diabetes, but they are also very, very different. You know, type 1 is, we're not fully sure why people get type 1. It can, you know, it's basic your immunity system attacks itself. It can be to do with genes or from being ill. And type 2 tends to happen more as you're older. And some, it possibly can be reversed through a very, very strict diet and healthy eating. But it can be managed by tablets, whereas with type 1, you're straight on the insulin. But type 2 is becoming more and more prevalent in our society. But those people need just as much support as type 1s, because it's your pancreas isn't working well enough. So it's the same basis, and the fact that, you know, you still have to really watch what you're eating, watch your sugar levels, and just constantly monitoring yourself so you do stay well. Because if you're not well, it really does affect every aspect of your life and can also lead to long-term conditions. So, you know, we like to, as a charity, you know, we want to help people so they can live healthily and give them support and access everything that they need to, you know, to continue living well.
And if you're listening now and you are living with diabetes and you sort of feel like you need a bit more support, so how can people get involved with the charity and maybe help you out or maybe actually use some of the vital services that you provide?
Okay, well, we have a fantastic website, which is diabetesnorfolk.org. So please go on there and you'll find out some information. I mean, we are, you know, we welcome bids from GP practices, from any NHS or any service that can help people with diabetes. So if anyone, like a member of the public, feels that there is something that their surgery could do with them, please do speak to them, and we welcome bids, because, you know, we're a charity. We want to help any service we can. And equally, we would love businesses to choose us as a charity. So because as much as we can help, we obviously rely on donations to help the charity run well. Anyone who would like to donate, please head over to our website so we can continue our fantastic work that we do for diabetes in Norfolk. We are a local charity, and we are made up of volunteers, all who have a close connection with diabetes. We've either got it or we've got two consultants as well who are diabetes consultants. So we definitely are in the know, but we need to know where we can help as well. So please do head to our site and or email or contact us, and we'll see where we can help. And like I say, if businesses could donate or choose as a charity, we'd be really, really grateful. And people can donate too. That would be great, because we want to carry on the fantastic work we do. So thank you.
Gosh, and then congratulations as well for getting this screening programme as well. It sounds absolutely amazing and brilliant, brilliant work that you and the whole team do. So Lucy Webster from Diabetes Norfolk. road-wise, we're not too bad this afternoon. As far as I'm aware, though, we've had the A140.